Well, hey, everybody. Thanks for taking a few weeks to read and discuss How to Be Rich. The Be Rich journey began for me several years ago while I was preparing a message series on the subject of stewardship for our local churches. While studying, I ran across something the Apostle Paul wrote to his protege, Timothy, and here's what he said. He said, command those who are rich in this present world. And then he goes on from there to explain what Timothy was to explain to these people about how to be rich. Now, when I read that, I thought, well, I can skip this because I'm not rich, and these are instructions to rich people, and the people in my churches don't consider themselves rich. You know, rich is that other guy. Rich is that other family. Rich is the person who has more than me, right? Which means, of course, that nobody's rich, but everybody knows someone who's rich. But then I got to thinking, I have been to some places in the world, perhaps like you, where I was the rich guy. Places where if you could afford a plane ticket and a hotel room, or you had a network that allowed you to raise money for a ticket and a hotel room, then you were rich by comparison. And like you, I have visited places where I felt very rich in this present world. Then, like most people, I came back home, shook it off, and got back to comparing myself to the people who had more than me, you know, those rich people. So I decided that instead of skipping these verses, I would teach them to our congregation. Because after all, compared to some people, many of us are in fact rich in this present world. But as I began preparing for the series, I discovered something startling. Not only are most of the people in my churches rich compared to some people in this world, we are rich compared to many people in the world. We're compared to most people in the world. Now, here's a statistic that you're gonna find hard to digest. If you make $48,000 a year, you are in the top 1%, the top 1% of the wage earners in the whole world, $48,000. If you make $48,000 a year, you are in fact rich in this present world. But discovering that doesn't make you feel any better about your current situation, does it? Nobody sees this stat and then jumps up and says, I'm rich. And nobody in your small group is tempted to hit the pause button right now so that you guys can have a group hug, huh? Discovering just how much better off you are than most of the people in the world really doesn't do much for you, except maybe elicit a little bit of guilt, which a trip to the mall will take care of, right? Now, the reason this is important is that if you're going to take the Apostle Paul's instructions to rich people seriously, then first you've got to embrace the fact that you're rich. And hopefully, by the time you finish the first two chapters in the book, you will be thoroughly convinced that you are in fact rich. But since you probably haven't read that far yet, let me prime the pump a little bit for the journey that we're going to take together. The reason that that stat, the $48,000 stat, the reason it didn't do that much for you is this. Wealth has side effects. Now, I'm going to talk about some of these in more detail in our second video, but I want to touch on three of these side effects in this session to get you thinking and to give you something to discuss during the discussion portion of your group. To begin with, rich people confuse being rich with feeling rich. Rich people always confuse being rich with feeling rich. Now, many of you are in fact rich in this present world, but you don't feel it, do you? And the truth is, we want to feel it, don't we? I mean, feeling rich is what makes being rich fun. Think about it for just a minute. Think about this. When was the last time, or perhaps the only time, that you felt rich? When was the last time, or the only time, or maybe you can think back to the first time that you actually felt rich? I remember the first time. The first time I felt rich was in the 10th grade. I worked at Winn-Dixie, a local grocery store in our area, and I worked for minimum wage. I had no bills, and I lived at home. I would get my paycheck, deposit it, and then I began to watch that balance grow. And I would dream of all the things that I could afford but chose not to as I watched my balance grow. And I felt so rich. Now, here's the interesting thing. I've never had less money. I've never had less stuff or responsibility, but I've never felt more rich. And I bet you have a similar story. So, the moral of that story is, if you want to feel rich, get a minimum wage job and move in with your parents, right? Now, for some of you that's funny, but for some of you it's not funny at all, because maybe that's exactly where you are. You are working a minimum wage job, and perhaps you're still living with your parents. But the reason you don't feel rich